Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I don't know if it's a pleasure, but I'm in shock how quick you answered the phone. That was incredible. You should work for the government.
I do appreciate that.
I had called Social Security last month, and this was what they told me. The wait was, I forget how many hours, let's see, 60 minutes to an hour. It was a 300-minute wait.
Oh, my goodness. That's over 3 hours.
I guess I should have called last week.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I could hold for 3 hours.
Yeah. So the reason I'm calling, my daughter threw this thing at me yesterday that I got in the mail from Archtop Fiber for $69.99 a month.
Yes. So we have the $69.99 a month promo for the 1 gig speeds. That is if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. Otherwise, the regular price for the 1 gig would be $79.99.
Now, let me ask you this. I have my bill out in front of me. I just got off the phone with Spectrum, who I have. And what I get from Spectrum is my phone and my internet. And you guys don't do phone, do you?
We do home phone. We don't do cell phone.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do. Okay.
Yes.
Then
yes,
I guess
we do.
I can talk to you.
Absolutely.
Because I've been with them for 33 years. I didn't even know that. She told me on the phone. I'm like, you should give it to me for free. 33 years. And she got my bill down. That's not why I called. I just wanted to see if I could get rid of the internet from them and just keep the phone and then go to you guys, which I could, but she gave me a really good price. So I figured, let me call you guys anyhow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you. We do offer our phone service for $24.99 a month.
$24.99.
So if you get the 1 gig internet, which is 1,000 megabytes per second download speed and also 1,000 megabytes per second upload speed, which is considerably more than what most cable companies do because they only limit you to 35 megabytes per second upload. What that means is if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing, you would get the price of $69.99 for the 1 gig and then the $24.99 for the phone, which would add up to a total of $94.99.
You're higher than they are, a lot higher.
Yeah.
I can't believe she came down. She said, you're such a good customer. I have to offer you something. I'm like, okay, yeah, she's $25 cheaper than you guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Now, you said gigs. I'm not into gigs and megabytes, but I wrote down she had 600 megabytes.
Yeah, so we would be providing you with 400 megabytes more.
Oh, okay. That's what my daughter wanted because we have some spots in the house that aren't great. But
yeah,
she told me they sell these Wi-Fi pods.
Yeah, they're extenders.
Yeah, that would help. So it would still be cheaper with Spectrum, unfortunately.
Okay.
Now, how long are you guys? Well, let me ask you. I live in Palinville, so it must be around here now because
it is.
I probably wouldn't have gotten it.
So we are available. We are available in Palinville. We're still doing a lot of the construction in the area, so you may see our trucks a lot.
Yeah, that's what my daughter said. She goes, I saw the trucks around the corner. Why don't we have it? I said, I didn't even know they did it.
Yeah, that's because we're still in the construction process. We're currently in the pre-order process for a lot of Palinville.
Now, you're not like Fios. You're different from them.
Actually, we're quite similar. So fiber internet is similar to Fios. So Fios is fiber internet. We do 100% strict fiber internet as far as that goes. We use top-of-line cables, which can go up to just over 5 miles before any service degradation. So we also...
Fios years ago, and they told me that they were coming here, and... Just on that, when she said this, I thought it was Fios. I said, oh, they finally came.
Yeah, nope, we're not Verizon.
No, it's good to know because I'm sure my bill will wind up going back up again after a certain period.
Oh, I'm sure. But we are also a local company. We are headquartered in Kingston, so we're not headquartered in any other state. We are a local company, kind of like Mid-Hudson, but a little bit larger.
So you do Ulster and Greene County?
So we do Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia. And we do Orange County as well.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we've progressed quite a bit in the last couple
That's
of
years. That's good to know. Okay, keep you guys in mind and have yourself a good holiday.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season and a great weekend as well. And we do
so
hope
to
hear from you soon.
I look like Santa. Sorry,
well, I'm Santa. Sure that would make a lot of the kids happy anyways.
Now, were you good this year?
I was
just had to, when people say, oh, you look like Santa, that's the first question.
You know, I knew a gentleman in Kingston who would come in with a cane and everything, and he legitimately would grow out his beard and look like Santa just to be Santa. I forget where it was that he resided. He resided somewhere in, like, Ashokan or Shawangunk area, just west of Kingston, and he would be at the mall and doing the Santa photos. It was really great. He was such a sweetheart,
well,
too.
Funny, when my kids were younger, we have a flat roof off the back, and when they would go to sleep, I'd go out there and walk around.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Dad, we know it's you. And my hair was black back then. And then when it started turning gray, I could never grow a long beard, but when it turned gray, it started growing long, and I said, I want to see how long it grows, and it's pretty long now. And
wow, that's fantastic.
I donate platelets, and we started this, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago, where I came in dressed as Santa when I was donating, and the first night happened to be Christmas Eve night, so they made a video of me, and it went viral, and for some reason, in the Philippines, they loved me. And we were just trying to get the word out. If Santa can donate on Christmas Eve, his busiest night, there's no reason you can't do it. So
exactly.
I did kids. My niece used to have a daycare, except now the kids are bigger than me. So we stopped doing that. They're like,
aww.
Yeah, we're really not into Santa anymore.
Yeah, but that also means you can also give back to the community as well, you know, and just...
I actually
had more
fun years ago when my mother-in-law was alive. I had women in their 80s fighting who was going to sit on my lap first. It was
that
one
is
of the funniest
great.
Thing I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, this is great. Well, thank you again and have a great
day.
Oh,
of course. You as well. And thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season. And hopefully the kids will enjoy the Santa.
Yeah. Well, I have a grandson now this year. So
nice. So
fun.
You get to pick it up again, huh?
Yep.
That's going to be awesome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.